On April 23rd of last year, police were granted warrants to search the home of 54-year-old Randall Long at 503 Ira 2 Street, along with a nearby trailer. Prosecutors say federal and state law enforcement officers seized 50 grams of methamphetamine and $4,700 of proceeds from alleged drug sales. Long was arrested and initially charged in state court for misconduct involving a controlled substance. Those charges were dismissed when the case moved to federal court. There, he's facing one count of possession with the intent to distribute meth. He pleaded not guilty to that charge in late June and remains in federal custody. Long's attorney, Assistant Federal Defender Jamie McGrady, has filed a motion to suppress all evidence gathered by law enforcement agents under three search warrants. McGrady argues that the warrants relied on hearsay and secondhand information from a neighbor and a drug user in town. He also says a local police investigator used other information from confidential informants to justify the warrants, but that that information was old or not relevant. The transcript from the hearing to grant the search warrants is part of the court filing by the defense attorney. During that hearing, witnesses named multiple local residents seen making frequent, quick visits to Long's home. The witnesses say the visits were to purchase drugs. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt argues that the search warrants are legally sound and supported by sufficient probable cause. Schmidt writes that the resulting searches were legally justified and appropriate. He's seeking a stiffer penalty allowed under federal law for defendants with prior drug convictions, in this case from Illinois. Court filings say Long could be facing a mandatory minimum sentence of life in prison, a maximum fine of $20 million, and a minimum of 10 years of supervised release following a jail term. A trial in the case is now scheduled for April 23rd in Juneau before Judge Timothy Burgess. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.